I'm really glad that Gary Schnittke was able to make it over today. Gary and I worked together in the College of ACES, Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences on campus. He's an ag economist, does a lot of work with crop insurance. First off, how many of you, I've got one question about that and one about something else. How many of you have been to the FarmDoc website at www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu? Okay, for the rest of you that have not been there, it's probably one of the best ag econ sites in the nation. There is an awful lot that you can pick up off that site if you're using the computer. Make sure you download at some point some of the Excel spreadsheets. If you have Office on your Windows computer or a Macintosh computer, and you have Excel loaded there, there are spreadsheets that you can use, 24 or 25 of them at this point. Are there more than that, Gary? Is that the right number? I think maybe a few more than that, that you can put into your operation, and there are some really, really good things there. One question that somebody asked, and they wanted to know of the audience, this is just on corn and your hybrid seed. How many of you are going to put triple stack corn into the ground this year? Okay, now I've got a different question. How many of you are putting triple stack, have at least one hybrid out of that you really didn't want to buy a triple stack, but it was the only thing you could buy with it in? Anybody getting that problem? We've got a few of those. I just wanted to see whether that was the case or not. Not many, but a couple. Gary Schnittke is here. He's going to talk a little bit about crop insurance and take you through the farm. Are you taking them all the way through the FarmDoc website and how to use it too? We're going to show you the FarmDoc website, how to use it, and how to figure your crop insurance premiums, and a few other things. Gary, glad to have you here. Give him a hand, please.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Todd. And again, what we're going to be talking about today is some of crop insurance decisions that we're going to be having to make in 2007. Again, we're coming up on that deadline. March 15th is a deadline in which you're going to have to say what policy and what coverage level you're going to have to take. Again, that is a policy and coverage level that has to be the same for all of a crop in a county. So all corn in one county will have the same product, and all soybeans in one county will have the same product. The big change this year from last year, and this is there really aren't any underlying changes in the policies that you're going to look at. If you bought CRC last year, it's fundamentally the same CRC policy this year. If you bought GRIP last year, it's fundamentally the same GRIP policy that you have that will be available this year. However, there are going to be one major change that triggers a whole bunch of things, and that is that the base prices that are going to be used, particularly on the revenue products, are going to be much higher this year than last year. Can you hold this right there, please? All right, right there. All right, is that better?
I hope so.
All right. The base prices that you're going to find this year are going to be much higher than last year. And I have an example up here on corn. Last year, the base price for corn, and again, that base price is set based on December futures contracts, the settlement prices during the month of February. That base price was $2.59 last year. This year, that price is going to be in the $4.05 range. And we don't know exactly what that price is going to be yet because we're not all the way through February. The $4.05 comes from all of the settlement prices from February 1st up to yesterday. So we have today's settlement price and tomorrow's settlement price to enter in there. It's pretty safe to say that price isn't going to change a lot from that $4.05 that I'm showing up here. Soybeans, $6.18 last year, $8.07 this year up through the end of yesterday. The other change that's going to happen from this year to last year is that the volatilities that are used to set premiums are going to be higher. And volatilities, we've heard that a lot today, particularly on the last panel with corn prices, or looking at corn. There's a lot of volatility in the market. That is actually going to also increase premiums on crop insurance products. These numbers here, price volatility, and that's used to set RA, was 0.23 last year. Up through yesterday, that was 0.26. That could actually go up quite, 0.27 or so, depending on what happens today and tomorrow, that volatility number is only based on the last 5 days rather than the whole period. So if we're seeing volatility in the last 5 days, those numbers could go up. CRC factor is also higher last year than this year. Again, what we're looking at base price-wise and volatility are higher than this year than last year. That's going to do two things. One of the things is it's going to increase the premiums that you pay for crop insurance. And if you haven't done this already, get quotes for your crop insurance products. And my estimates, if you're looking at a base or a revenue product, they're going to be anywhere from 40 to 70% higher this year than last year. So if you were paying $20 for a product last year, it could be in the $30 range this coming year. Similarly for GRIP is going to go up more than CRC, and you could be looking at a $20 to $23 policy last year costing in the 40s this year. Again, that is all due to higher base prices and higher volatilities. So that's the bad side of the thing. The good side of that, though, is that their coverage levels or guarantees per acre are also going to go up. And in particular, if we're looking at a CRC policy, just to give you an example here, the guarantees offered by those policies are going to be $100 to $200 higher in 2007 versus in 2006. I come down, and you're going to see this, I suggest that you look at a revenue policy again. And if we're looking at this room, most of you bought a revenue policy last year, a CRC, a revenue insurance, or a GRIP. Nothing wrong with the APH policies, but it appears to me if we're talking about price volatility as being much larger this year than last year, that one of the things that we want to do is protect that price side, which is what you can do with a revenue policy. And the other side of that is that if you buy just an APH or a GRP policy, you probably want to be getting into some options contracts or something like that to provide some sort of protection for the price side. Well, if you begin pricing those options contracts, you're going to be close or even over the insurance premiums that we're showing going up here. In my opinion, what the decision does comes down to for many farmers in Illinois and Indiana, and in particular for corn, is the choice between CRC or Revenue Assurance Harvest Price or GRIP. And CRC or Revenue Assurance Harvest Price is a farm-level product that's based on farm-level yields. It makes payments based on what happens to farm yields. GRIP is a policy that makes payments based on what happens to county yields. If you buy GRIP, you have to wait to the point where NASS, National Agricultural Statistics Service, releases the county yields for a county, which is usually about February 15th or now. So you would not be getting a payment from GRIP until this time or later in the year following harvest. What we see and what we report on our FarmDoc website is that what we see with CRC and RA harvest prices is that it does offer better risk protection. And that it's simply because it offers that risk protection based on what happens to farm yields. And there's always a concern when you go into GRIP that the county has a good year, the farm doesn't, and if you bought GRIP, you're not going to get a payment, whereas you would have gotten a payment if you had bought a CRC or RA. However, in Illinois and Indiana and Iowa, GRIP has paid out more than farmers have paid in. And the same is not true with CRC and RRA harvest price. Farmers in Illinois and Indiana and Iowa have paid more into CRC RRA harvest price than they've gotten back out of it. That, by the way, in my opinion, is a problem with CRC and RRA harvest price. If you look at the subsidies involved with these policies, federal subsidies, farmers should be making money on any insurance product that they buy. But in my opinion, the reason why they're not on CRC or Revenue Assurance Harvest Price or Revenue Assurance Base Price is because they have the premium set too high for the risks that they're insuring. But anyway, the decision here for farmers in this area is CRC, or RRA harvest price, revenue insurances at the farm level, GRP, or GRIP, GR, gross real risk income plan at the county level. I'm going to take an example of both of those just to show you what's happened between this year and last year. And we're going to begin with CRC and RA harvest price. Both CRC and RA harvest price begins with a revenue guarantee, and that's found by taking the APH yield. And in this example up here, it's 160 bushels per acre. History of revenue, or excuse me, yields from that farm. So it's based on at least four yields from that farm, four consecutive yields up to 10. It's based on the higher of the base or the harvest price. I'm using in here $2.59 for 2006, which was last year's base price, just to give you a feel for what the minimum guarantee looked like last year compared to this year. Put in $4.05 for 2007, which is where the base price was as of yesterday. And I'm looking here at a 75% coverage level. As you can see here, the minimum guarantee was $311 last year. It's going to be $486 this year for that 2007, given 160 bushel APH yield, 75% coverage level. That's close to, or it is a $170 higher this year than last year. This is one of the few years, and again, the guarantee here is $486. This is one of the few years in which we can look at crop insurance and look at the guarantees that they're offering from crop insurance and see that they're above the cost of production. It's one of the few years when you look at crop insurance where you can, even at a high coverage level, even taking into consideration the premium, that you can lock in profitable levels using crop insurance. Just to give you a feel for that difference in what you can get for different coverage levels, this slide shows from 65% up to 85%. Again, this is based on that 160 bushel APH yield, but here at that high coverage level, you can see at 85%, you can get a guarantee $551 an acre. So again, that's based on a base price of $405, but $551 an acre, considering a $30 premium and even $20 of basis in there, we're still looking at putting in a guarantee per acre close to $500, over $500 an acre at an 85% coverage level. Again, that's the good side of it. We're going to look at these guarantees go up, and parent payments are going to be higher. And my example here, I'm just showing 160 bushel actual yield, $3 price. In other words, this year we're saying the price goes down a dollar from $4.05 to $3. That would mean that in my example, $480 revenue, our guarantee was $486, and we would get a $6 payment on this product, and this is at a 75% coverage level. At a 75% coverage level, you're often looking at the point where $3 and below on corn and corn holding at the APH will trigger premiums. If you get up at that 85% coverage level, you're looking at 340, 350 corn prices and actual yields close to the APH yield, triggering insurance payments. The negative of this is that those premiums are going to be higher. And I'm showing here premiums. This is for Champaign County, 160 bushel APH yield. 75% coverage level last year, that would be $783. CRC 2007, and this is for basic units, would be $1341. RA harvest price would be $16.26. So as you can see here in this example, we're looking at significantly higher premiums. The other thing that I've noticed looking at these premiums from this year to last year is that if you're looking at CRC compared to revenue assurance harvest price, CRC is almost always lower than revenue assurance harvest price. And these two products are very similar. so that one of the things that may cause you to go back and forth between the products is that premium. And this year, oops, I did something there. This year, those RA harvest price for corn is going to result in a higher premium than CRC in most cases. In fact, if you're looking at RA base price, the product that doesn't have the guarantee increase, it's almost the same cost as CRC. So that base price premium on RA is often at the 85% coverage level a couple dollars less than the CRC, so you're not really paying much more for that guarantee increase this year than last year, simply because RA looks like it's going to have much higher premiums than CRC. There are a couple differences between CRC and revenue assurance harvest price. One is that CRC uses October to calculate its harvest price. RA uses November. And that can make a big difference in any one given year, and last year was a good example of that. And remember what happened in 2006. We had prices rising through the fall period. The October harvest price was $303. The November harvest price was $356. So if you had RA and you had a yield loss, you would have got paid more than CRC. Over time, though, it's if you add it up, the harvest prices resulting from the October period versus the November period, the average from 1972 through 2005 is within pennies of one another. So you can't hardly use that harvest price month as looking at as a determining factor. The other difference here, and this may be bigger this year, is that CRC does have a limit on how high the harvest price can be and its guarantee increase. And let me, for corn, it's $1.50. So if the harvest price turns out to be $1.50 higher, they would use $1.50 plus the base price. So the base price we're saying is about $4.05. $1.50 plus that is $5.55. If the harvest price is above $5.55, they're going to use $5.55. And given this volatility, we might have prices that rise that high. Historically, we have never had prices from 1972 through 2006 go $1.50 higher on corn or $3 higher on soybeans. So historically, it's never happened, which doesn't mean that it can't happen in the future, but we haven't seen that happen. The other product that that most of you are probably thinking about, CRC or RA harvest price, or GRIP. And last year we saw GRIP use increase dramatically. And in particular in Illinois, 30% of the insured acres in Illinois were insured with GRIP, which was about a 20% increase from 2005. There are very little payments in 2006. When people bought this policy last year, we had relatively good yields. Prices went above, the harvest price went above the base price. There were very little payments made in 2006. Coming into 2007, if you look at our results, and I'm going to show them here in a minute, we don't believe that there's anything that's fundamentally changed from 2007 to 2006. We looking at the rates and looking at historical payments from these products, we believe that GRIP, the basic fundamental relationships between what's paid in and what's paid out is going to be the same in 2007 compared to in previous years. Again, for 2007, we're going to see higher premiums. And again, just to give you a feel, last year, 90% coverage GRIP HR at its highest protection level was costing in the $23 to $25 range in many counties. This year it's going to be in the $43 range. However, when payments occur in 2007, they're going to be much higher. So if we do have a payment in 2007, they're going to be up about as much as the premiums go up. simply because of the way that payment is calculated. And the way the payment is calculated, they take a protection level. And that protection level is going to be much higher in 2007 than it is going to be in 2006. So for a 10% revenue loss in 2007, the payment will be about a third again as high as it would have been in 2006. GRIP HR, there are two choices to the product. There's a coverage level, and those range from 70 to 90%. And what we suggest is that you take that protect or coverage level at the 90% level, at its highest level. And again, the reason why that is because at the 90% coverage level, if you get below that, it's very hard to trigger payments because it's based on county yields, and county yields are less variable. There's also this choice of protection level, and that influences the amount you get paid when you get paid. And that can range from 100% down to 60%. If you choose the 100% protection level, you will pay the highest premium and get the highest payment. If you choose an 80% protection level, your premium will be 20% less, and your payments, when they happen, will be 20% less. So that's the choice, and we suggest that if you're buying this product and you want to reduce your premium, you start there with that protection level. Just to give you an example here, this is for GRIP HR Guarantee. This is for Piatt County, Illinois. Last year, that county had 173.9 expected yield. This year, 173.5. 259 base price, 405 this year at a 90% coverage level. Again, we're looking at a guarantee per acre, 632 last year or this year compared to 405 this year, over $200 higher this year compared to last year. I did that again. The other item that a farmer chooses is the coverage or the protection level. And here in this example, I used 100% protection level. But what they do is they take the expected yield, 173.5, base price, 405, a 1.5 factor, which is just a multiple in there. And then we put in 100% protection level in here. And again, a farmer could choose to go down to 60%. But here you can see that the protection level this year is going to be 1,054. And again, what you do with that protection level is multiply it by the revenue shortfall. So if we have a 10% revenue shortfall this year, we'll get $105 payment. That compares to last year, a $67 payment. And again, that's just because base prices have gone up this year compared to last year. Again, what they do to calculate revenue shortfalls is calculate county revenue, which is actual county revenue, and I put a $175 price in here. Harvest price, $325. Again, I'm saying we're going to have what would have been a typical year. Yield's about the same. Prices come down, 75 cents. Revenue, $569. Our guarantee was $632 an acre. That would mean what we have a shortfall of 9.97%. And 2006, that would result in $105 payment per acre payment. If we see prices below $350, and in particular when they get below $325, and we have a 90% coverage level, this product's going will make a lot of payments in those situations. Again, what you're looking at though is much higher premium. Last year at 100% protection level, 90% coverage level, the premium was $2,371. This year, we're looking at a $4,401 premium. If we move that down to the lowest protection level, you could get that premium down to $26.41. Again, that protection level will lower the premium and will lower the payments when they happen. GRIP No HR will have no guarantee increase. is the product that if harvest price is above the base price, they only use the harvest or the base price in calculating the guarantee. That does have significantly lower premium, $44 for the HR product, $34 for the no HR product, and that goes down at a 70% coverage level from 26 to 20. If you want to get back to that 20 to 23 premium level, one way of doing it is to take the no HR product and lower the protection level. That's an okay alternative, but the risks that you run there with this type product are the drought years, and that is the year in which yields fall and prices rise. And in those type years, the 1988s, the 1995s, GRIP no HR are going to make much less payments than the GRIP HR products. Summarizing here, here's the results. And if you go on our website, there's an insurance evaluator on FarmDoc, and that is www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu. You go onto that website, there's a number of online tools that you can look at. One of those is a premium calculator, and that'll just, you enter your county, your APH yield, it will give you premiums for your particular place. The other one is an insurance evaluator, and what we've done here is done an evaluation for an example farm of all these alternative insurance products. And this example is for Piatt County, and we put in there an example farm with roughly average yields and average variability of those yields. For CRC 85%, premium on this that product would be $33.32. We're looking at an expected payment, and we calculated payments for all different scenarios, $26.52. And roughly what that means is if we could repeat 2007 10 times, average all the payments up, we would expect to get $26.52. And our expectation is that that would be less than what we pay in. GRIP HR, 90%, we would expect that payment to go be $58. If we could repeat 2007 10 times in Piatt County, we expect that product to make a $58 payment 10 times. 42% of the time, it's not going to make any payments. 42% of the time, it's going to make payments. The other times, 58% of the time, it will not make any sort of payments. And again, if you go into the insurance evaluator on FarmDoc, you can see those evaluations for all counties in Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa. Here's just to give you a feel. This is a map of Indiana and Illinois, and the green are estimates of net cost. And if it's green, what our models will say are that GRIP no HR will pay back more than they pay in. A net cost in this case is farmer paid premium minus what we expect those products to pay back. And again, we're saying that they're going to pay 40% of the time. And in those 40% of the time, you can see here green in all these counties except down here in southern Indiana, southern Illinois, in the extreme northern Illinois and Indiana cases, our results or our models would say that those products would pay in more than they paid out. And that's the same results that we get each year. If anything, those net costs have gone up this year than last year because of the multiplier impact of the protection level. Coming back then, here's your choice. On many farms, again, it comes down to that CRC or revenue assurance harvest price, that revenue product that is based on an individual farm situation. And again, that will provide better risk protection in most cases because it is based on farm yields, but you will tend to pay more in than you pay out. GRIP HR or GRIP no HR will provide less risk protection, but it will tend to pay out more than you pay in over time. And again, that's the choice of those two products are what it you have to make that risk return decision. The other thing that I would say is this year, because of the higher base prices, you are looking at a situation in which you can use crop insurance to lock in profitable levels, and that happens very rarely. So I guess enjoy the year, and your decision isn't going to be all that bad no matter what you make. So it's a good year to be farming. Thank you for your time, and I'll turn it back over to Todd.